This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines: Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan describes peace accord signed between Centre and Mizoram government as one of the most successful agreements ever concluded in the country. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasizes central government's priority to accelerate development in Northeast. International Women's Day being celebrated today and the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, and Department of Women and Child Development Arunachal Pradesh host marathon in Itanagar. The news in details. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has described the peace accord signed between the Centre and Mizoram government as one of the most successful agreements ever concluded in the country for ensuring lasting peace and development in the state. Speaking at the 20th convocation of Mizoram University at Aizawl yesterday, the Vice President said Mizoram is now regarded as the most peaceful state in India. He noted that the accord not only brought an end to conflict, but also laid the foundation for sustained development. The Vice President arrived in Agartala yesterday on a two-day visit to Tripura. He will inaugurate several development projects. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has emphasized the central government's priority to accelerate development in the Northeast. He pointed to major infrastructure projects, including a railway line connecting Aizawl to the rest of the country. The Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project is nearing completion, which is expected to enhance trade opportunities with neighboring countries. Speaking at the Mizoram University convocation in Aizawl yesterday, he said Mizoram is an ideal destination for tourism. Governor V.K. Singh said Mizoram University ranks among the top universities in the country. Chief Minister Poonlal Duhoma noted that Mizoram has earned recognition as highly educated. Initiatives are also underway to make Mizoram the first fully digital state in India. A total of 6,385 students were awarded degrees at the convocation ceremony. International Women's Day is being celebrated today under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. Nagaland Chief Minister Naifu Rio honored the contributions of women everywhere on the occasion of International Women's Day today. In a social media post, he said that women play a vital role in strengthening communities, inspiring progress and shaping ideas. Mr. Rio called upon everyone to continue working towards a world where opportunity is not limited by gender but defined by potential. At a program held in Kohima yesterday, Nagaland Minister C.L. John said Naga women contribute tirelessly to the progress of the state with agricultural fields to marketplaces and from classrooms to hospitals. While celebrating the achievements of women, the minister also said challenges remain. He stressed that gender-based violence and unequal access to opportunities to be addressed collectively by the society. The Department of Women and Child Development, Arunachal Pradesh, hosted a marathon in Itanagar yesterday as a precursor to International Women's Day. The event also served as a platform for Mission Shakti, the government's flagship initiative for women's safety and empowerment. A feminist collective in Assam yesterday released a manifesto ahead of the assembly elections, urging all political parties to commit to a clear agenda for gender justice, equality and inclusive development. Assam is home to around 1.8 crore women who are equal citizens and rights holders. As the state prepares to elect a new government, this democratic moment must center around the rights, dignity and leadership of women in shaping Assam's future, spokesperson of the Assam Feminist Manifesto Collective, Anurita Padhak Hazarika, stressed. Women continue to face violence and insecurity in homes, workplaces, digital and public spaces, she said. A just and inclusive Assam cannot be built without addressing the rights, safety, livelihoods, education, health and leadership of women and gender diverse persons, she added. The manifesto calls for recognizing women as workers and farmers and providing dignified wages, social protection and safe working conditions. Tripura's Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath has said that the agriculture sector contributes the largest share of 46% to the state's gross state domestic product. Trade, commerce, transport and tourism contribute 41%, while the industrial sector accounts for 13%. The minister said that around 4.72 lakh farmers provide food for Tripura's population of about 4.2 million. He noted that with the use of advanced technology, farmers in Tripura are now successfully producing high-quality varieties of crops. The minister inaugurated Kisan Mela 2025-26 at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala yesterday, during which farmers were awarded for outstanding production. A cheque distribution program under the Focus Plus and Green Meghalaya programs was held at Ampathy, Southwest Garo Hills District yesterday. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma distributed cheques to beneficiaries and highlighted the government's commitment to supporting farmers, self-help groups and community-based initiatives through the schemes. Cheques were also handed over to Green Meghalaya beneficiaries. A pre-marital communication centre was inaugurated at the office of the District Magistrate of West Tripura yesterday as an initiative of the State Women's Commission. Chairperson of the Women's Commission, Jharna Deb Barman, said that through expert advice, the centre will offer guidance on psychological, social, legal and financial aspects to help prevent marital conflicts. District Magistrate Dr. Vishal Kumar said that the centre will assist couples in discussing their problems openly and work towards building healthy and stable partnership. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday said that development works worth more than 700 crore rupees are currently underway to transform Tura into a modern and well-connected urban centre. Speaking after inaugurating the Nehru Adding Locality Beautification Project at Hawakhana, the Chief Minister said responsible public behaviour and cleanliness must come from within the community. The residents also raised several issues, including the need for a community hall, school infrastructure upgrades, and concerns over drug activities in certain areas in Tura. The Chief Minister assured to look into these matters on an urgent basis. Senior officials of the Northeast Frontier Railway met Manipur Chief Minister Khemchand Yumnam yesterday and discussed the progress of the vital 111-kilometer Jiribam-Imphal Railway project. They apprised him of the latest developments and construction progress of the railway line connecting Jiribam, which adjoins Assam, with the state capital Imphal. The Chief Minister said that the state government remains fully committed to extending all necessary support to ensure timely completion of this crucial infrastructure project for the progress and prosperity of Manipur. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla recently visited the Noni district to inspect the world's highest railway pier bridge being constructed over the Ijay River. The railway line is expected to significantly boost tourism, promote industrial growth, generate employment opportunities, and contribute to the overall socio-economic development of Manipur. In an effort to bring healthcare services and awareness directly to the people, especially in rural areas, the East Giant Hills District Medical and Health Officer Meghalaya organized a community outreach and sensitization health camp under the theme "Every Mother Matters, Every Child Counts." Yesterday, the Human Papillomavirus Vaccination HPV campaign was also launched at Pamra Paithlu Public Health Centre. Additional Deputy Commissioner A. Nongbri urged the people of the area to take full advantage of the healthcare services provided to them. The Meghalaya State Development Society conducted recruitment drive at Mokayao in West Giant Hills District yesterday. Candidates registered themselves for various job opportunities and skill development initiatives. Officials also provided counseling to guide participants on available training programs and employment prospects based on their qualifications and interests. The recruitment drive was held at Wayajer, Shangpung and Mokayao. Before we end, the news headlines once again. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan describes peace accord signed between Centre and Mizoram government as one of the most successful agreements ever concluded in country. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasizes central government's priority to accelerate development in Northeast. International Women's Day being celebrated today under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, and Department of Women and Child Development Arunachal Pradesh hosts marathon in Itanagar. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.